The St. Patrick's Day holiday, obviously a popular time to have some fun with friends, but from a historical standpoint, can you tell us some of the facts around this holiday as it relates to DWI and other impaired driving?
Yes, the fact is that St. Patrick's Day, along with a number of other holidays, are times when we see a spike in the number of impaired drivers. We see a spike in the number of crashes, and we see an increase in the number of arrests. So what we're trying to do with this St. Patrick's Day Booze and Lose It campaign is to address that by having more law enforcement officers all across the state patrolling and looking for impaired drivers.
The saturation patrols and driver checkpoints, what exactly does that mean, kind of in layman's term, for folks that are out there this morning?
Sure. There's a couple of different ways that law enforcement may patrol and look for impaired drivers. The most common way is to have more officers out on the road, generally in groups. Those are your saturation patrols. What is a little another technique, a little bit less common, is that they will have actual checkpoints to check for impairment, and that's generally held around places where previous data has shown impaired driving is most likely to happen in impaired driving crashes.
Mark, I was thinking about the Booze It and Lose It campaign, which I feel like has been around for such a long time now. How much has that program specifically impacted our roadways in a positive way?
Oh, it's made a significant difference. You know, it started, you're right, it started around the mid-90s. And so it's been around for many people all of their lifetime. And it has helped pull tens of thousands of impaired drivers off the road. What's hard to measure, Chris, but equally important, is how many people have been aware of the campaigns and said, you know, I'm going to have a designated driver tonight, or I'm just not going to, I'm going to make some other plan, ride share, and I'm not going to have an extra amount of alcohol. So it's helped prevent, we think, as many crashes as in a lot of different ways, and it's really hard to measure that, but we know the impact's substantial.
You know, we talk about impaired driving, and most people probably think about alcohol or maybe having too much alcohol. Have you seen an increased number of folks driving under the influence of other substances?
Absolutely. In fact, what we've seen statistically more than anything else is what we call polysubstance use, which is alcohol plus other substances, including not just illegal drugs, but legal ones as well. One of the things that folks are not as aware of as they should be is that there are a number of legal drugs, drugs that are prescription, that are perfectly appropriate to take, but not appropriate to take and then get behind the wheel of a car. If you combine something like an Ambien with alcohol, you've really got some issues there that you need to address.
No doubt. With impaired driving, Mark, how much is speed a factor in some of these instances?
It can be a significant factor. We've seen speeding crashes and deaths increase significantly in North Carolina. We have heard from law enforcement officers that, you know, it's not uncommon to pull a car over 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
So speeding is significant. With an impaired driver, sometimes speeding is a significant factor. Sometimes driving significantly under the speed limit is a factor as well. But the common thread is a lack of safety and a disregard for others on the road.
You mentioned lack of safety. I feel like some of that could be distracted drivers, too, that could be impacting motorists this holiday weekend.
That's correct. I mean, people have to remember that when they get behind the wheel of a car, they are the pilot of a 3-ton guided missile. And you need to have all the attention that a pilot requires behind the cockpit of an airplane. And many of us don't do that. And so it's important to pay attention to be sober behind the wheel and to drive at an appropriate speed within the speed limit, and to also buckle up regardless of where you are sitting in the car, even the backseat.
What are the things outside of things like Booze It and Lose It and Click It or Ticket that the Governor's Highway Safety Program does on a daily basis for North Carolinians?
Well, the main thing that we do, in addition to those programs that you just mentioned, is we also fund a lot of local and state grants to try to advance traffic safety all across the state. For instance, one thing that we do that a lot of people aren't aware of is we work to provide car seats to young parents through many of our child passenger safety technician trainings. We train fire departments and others to help teach young parents how to properly install a child passenger safety seat. So we do that. We do some research projects. We do work around pedestrian safety with cyclist and pedestrian groups. We also work to advance our traffic record system. This is a boring but important topic, to try to make sure that the record keeping, to find out how well we're doing in this, is up to date and modernized.
Marcus, I'll let you go. What are the biggest things you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
It's important that you have a great time this St. Patrick's Day, but that you also plan to be safe. If you are going out and you're going to be drinking, then you need to make sure that you have a plan to get home. If you're hosting a gathering, you need to make sure that you take that responsibility seriously and that you not let anyone leave that party who you fear may be impaired. And you also need to be on the lookout for other drivers who may be impaired. Those three things, along with typical safe driving tips, including buckling up, can get you through this weekend and have a fun and safe St. Patrick's Day.
The director of the Governor's Highway Safety Program, Mark Ezell. Mark, always appreciate your time and your perspective, and look forward to our next visit sometime soon.
Thank you, sir. Look forward to it.
Have a good weekend.